The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Listening to Beyond the Veil, the Secret World.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil, the Secret World. I am Xander, and we have some kind of cool stuff to talk about tonight. Kind of cool because it's not over the top yet, it's not under the radar. But it's right in your face, and we're going to give it to you right in the face. That didn't sound good. No. No, that didn't really sound good.
But it does sound fitting.
Yeah, I know, really. once we play Gone Crazy, yeah. What? I'm all messed up now. Beyond Gone Crazy, you'll completely understand. But first, let's start off the show with Antita. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Again, this is weird. I'll never get used to this now that people are actually asking me.
I'll have to stump you again.
Uh-huh. Did you have a good day?
Yeah, long day, boring day, busy day, but it was a day.
It was. Faye, how are you tonight?
I think my face hurts.
Your face hurts too? I know my face hurts a lot.
Yeah, you guys had quite some fun right before the show, didn't you?
Maybe.
A little bit. Galactric, save the day, please.
How?
Did you say ow or how?
I think he did. He said ow.
I said how.
His face hurts too.
That's not a question, is it?
How? That's the question. Unless you're native, and then you're like how, like Tonto does to the Lone Ranger. How? Either way, my face still hurts now. Okay, thank you for that, Gladrix. Rowan, your turn.
I am doing well. How are you?
I am doing really well, too. I'm just here looking at all the nice, pretty stuff that we're going to be talking about during the show, looking for all the recordings, and can't find them. What the hell?
That's going to be a problem.
A little bit, because we're talking about Beyond Gone Crazy, and Beyond Gone Crazy is gone somewhere. And I'm looking for it, because I was going to play it, and now I can't find it, so this is really annoying. All I needed to do was refresh. See, this is a moral of the story, you know. Whenever you're looking for something in a computer, and then you put something into a folder, always hit refresh. So that way, you don't look like a complete idiot on a talk show. Yes, right now, I am technically the wiener of the week, but I don't want to play that because this is hilarious. Listen. And I just, like, totally went off somewhere else. Oh my god, my computer's that crazy today.
Just slam your face into the keyboard once more.
It keeps going to the left. I don't want it to go to the left. What the bloody hay is going on here? Play the file.
He was listening to Beyonce a lot.
What?
To the left, to the left.
Yeah. You know, I may have had an app and just woke up, but I'm not that slow.
Just awesome. A little bit. There you go.
This week on
Beyond's Gone Crazy.
We're so badass. Okay, I hit preview and all of a sudden I'm naked.
Can I see?
See this? That's the bush.
Electric, lead the way.
Yay.
Yeah, that looks cool.
You want to pull these? I can't pull anything. You want to pull these? I can't pull anything.
Is that a...
Back,
yes,
back,
it is.
Everyone back, back. I'll get him. While I was standing here, I thought you put it right in front of me, so he's coming.
There we go. Oh wait, let me pop you with my nurture.
Kitty do kitty.
Oh, that was awesome. I've never changed my clothes in a game before so much.
Ah, when you played with the other guys, okay.
I don't think so.
Ooh, respawn. Don't beat it up.
Oh, wait, let me pop you with my nurture.
Yeah, exactly.
We're so badass.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, we've had quite an interesting weekend going through. Was it the Golden Weekend this weekend? It's been like 4 days since the weekend. Now I totally
forgot. It was the Golden Weekend.
I know. Oh, that's right. Yes, it was the Golden Weekend. So, how did you guys fare, Antita? How did you make way through your Golden Weekend?
Oh, I had tons of fun. It actually started on Friday evening, and I was basically in game from Friday evening to Saturday evening. So I went around, did a whole bunch of missions, including not technically a mission, but you know, Polaris Elite.
That was a mission.
Yeah, I guess you can call it that. I don't call them missions. They're just dungeons. And this was an elite one. My first one, so it was great. And we were victorious, so that was even better. And of course, I got tons and tons of APs and SPs and improved on my skills, abilities. So overall, it was a golden weekend for me too.
That is nice. Now, Faye, I know you are on a fast track. Yes, the absolute fastest track in the game to get your complete wheel finished. Did you work? Did it do it? Inquiring minds want to know.
No, I'm at 96%. I started at 82%, though, so I went quite a ways. I think I got like 700 AP this weekend. I won like 50 to 60 war zones. I got my battle rank up to rank 3. I got a whole bunch of new gear.
Nice.
So I definitely had a golden weekend.
You had a golden weekend. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but does the double AP that for the weekend, does that also include PvP? So if you get an AP in PvP, you'll get another PvP AP?
Yes, you do.
Does that actually stack with, does that still go with the AP slushies, stuff like that too? Does that work too?
Oh, that only works towards creatures. So,
okay.
No, not in PvP.
So that didn't stack for you. Aw, shucks. Galatrix, how was your golden weekend?
I think it was productive. I mean, for me, I've already got 100% wheel, so double AP doesn't really mean anything. So what I did was I switched over to a character I started when I first started playing. It was a dragon, and I was running around doing stuff on that character, and I jumped from like rank 2 up to rank 6 in the faction rank just that weekend.
Nice.
Cool.
You got a nice little loadout there. Rowan, how was yours?
Pretty good. I really only ran with you guys. It was actually a busy weekend outside of the secret world as well for me. But I did manage to get in on Saturday afternoon with you guys, and it was a blast.
Literally, because we got blown up so many times.
Well, we did
Big Cthulhu.
We did our share of blowing.
blowing. You can say that again.
My face hurts. So yeah, there's a lot of I'm not gonna say that again. I'm all discombobulated now. So we did have a really good weekend. We ran the elite dungeon for Polaris. And it took us 4 hours. Yeah, roughly 4 hours. We pretty much breezed through everything right up until I think the only thing that actually that wiped us out was Cthulhu at the end. The Uber Ugdrug at the end. I don't know why. I still haven't got the reference of why everyone calls him Cthulhu. I still haven't got that. I don't know why. I just still haven't got it.
Okay, so Cthulhu was a... wasn't he like a high priest? People interpret him as being like the big baddie of the Lovecraft stories, the Eldritch Horrors, and that kind of thing from H.P. Lovecraft. But okay. If I remember right, he was actually basically the emissary or prophet, so to speak, of these elder gods. And he supposedly had this tentacular face and stuff, like the Ur-Draug at the end of Polaris.
Ah, okay, I get you. That sums it up a little bit better for me now. So, yeah, so he kind of wiped us out a couple times. I think it took about the first hour to get to him, because everything was, you know, much longer. It took to beat everything, so harder, obviously. But by the time we got to him, yeah, we got wiped a couple of times. But we did, at the end of it, I was shaking. My hands were shaking. My mouse was shaking. My pointer was going all over the screen. And I was shaking because we got him down so many times to, like, you know, the last thousand. And then he just, like, wipe us, you know, completely fart and just blow us all up, right? But we finally got him at the last time, and I was completely shaking. I don't know about you guys. No one else was shaking?
Nope, it was just you.
Okay. See that? I was...
It was probably from the assault rifle, you know.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, you know. Oh, yeah, my AR was just, like, just blazing down heat on him, and yeah, that's right. So, yeah.
Yeah, because my shoulder hurt from my blade, so...
No, that's true. You're wielding that pretty good. Someone called you a Tankosaurus Rex because of this.
Rowan did.
That's awesome.
It was.
I love being a tank. Right there in the middle of it all.
Yeah, a tank and spank, yeah.
No, but seriously, after this weekend, my left shoulder was like, ouch. So I had to rest it all day Monday.
You spent too much time leaning on the desk?
No, I use my left hand for the weapons on the keyboard.
Oh, I see.
So it was the shoulder and the what do you call it? Wrist.
Ah.
Yeah, I definitely got carpal tunnel this weekend.
I don't get that because I run the Steel Series Merc Stealth keyboard, which has that, you know, nice ergonomic grip for the left hand. It's on the left hand side, so you can literally rest your hand right on the keyboard, and all your buttons are right there. I really advise, you know, people that MMO a lot or game in general to get one. They're reasonably good priced at $80. And my honey there, she bought me the Naga Epic gaming mouse for our anniversary. And I had the Razer Naga before, which has 12 buttons on the side. But this one's obviously because it's Epic and it's wireless and wired at the same time. But it has an ergonomic grip too, so that way your hand can just rest right on it. And basically... all my powers are right there on the thumb grid, and that's what I use when I'm gaming. I don't use macros. I never really got into sitting there pre-programming stuff because I think that's ludicrous half the time, because, you know, if I wanted the game to play itself, then why was the part of the game, right? You wanted to add something, Glatris?
About the mouse?
No, but I don't really have micro.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you have a cow or a horse.
I have a counter. I use the Razer Nostromo as a gaming pad. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. And I usually lean back or recline when I'm gaming, so I don't have too. the same kind of shoulder problems that Antita and also my wife Scooters have. By leaning forward on a desk.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Xander, what was the name of that awesome, absolutely awesome keyboard that we saw?
The Rat. It was,
oh my god, expensive as hell. What was it, like $360?
Yeah, $360. It's the Rat but, 9 oh my god. Gaming mouse, LED screen. You know, like, not just a little flimsy LED screen that, like, Logitech puts in, but this gives you a full heads-up display. All it's completely detachable, so you can take components apart and reconfigure it to however you want to do it, like the number pad, the actual keyboard itself, plus the add-ons. Oh my god, it's, like, so epic. Like, to me, that is, like, a birthday, Christmas, anniversary present all in one. That one keyboard, if I ever got it.
Now I know what to get you.
All I like want for Christmas is a rat.
Yeah, but your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And they also have the rat MMO gaming mouse and the rat 7 gaming mouse. Now, I don't remember the parent company's name, but the mice themselves, like I use a Razer. I like the Razer. But I was looking to get a rat MMO mouse, but she bought the Razer for me, right? So, you know, I kind of pushed that aside. So maybe that'll be my next mouse if I ever get one, a rat. But the rat, you can actually, it comes with a tool that you can adjust it, the palm grip, the finger. You can actually spread it, contract it, make it taller, thinner. It's actually really cool. I don't know if you guys
see
it.
Are we talking about a mouse here?
Oh, we're still talking about a gaming device, right?
I heard ergonomic grip and making it taller and
Rat 7 and the Rat MMO gaming mouse.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, like this is from one company. I don't remember the name of it, but they're really, really uber high tech, and there's nothing but positive ratings for it. These guys are, from what I understand, are beating Razer in the mouse department so far. So like, wow. But yes, we met some new friends this weekend too. In our golden weekend, we met D and Gray. D is a dragon, Gray is a Templar. It was actually the very first time I partied up with people that was talking on Twitter. They're talking to us on Twitter. They had talked to us about something. I don't remember what it was. And then I said, well, I'm running around in Egypt. If you want, come join me. And sure enough, they came and joined. They came in here into the studio and we met them. And then we did a whole bunch of missions, in Egypt, doing the dailies and stuff. And it's the first time I actually played with a healer outside of a raid. You know, like it's not uncommon, I guess, but it's the first time that we actually had a designated healer, you know, in the group doing regular missions.
That was very handy.
I know. I never even thought about, never thought twice about doing anything at all when it comes to healing. But D was really on top of her game, and I think if anyone knows me, I'm Leroy Jenkins' cousin. Not really, but you know, pretty much. When I'm in a group, when I'm playing, I aggro everything. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I end up doing it.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think at one point we actually had 30 cultists by accident, which wasn't even my fault this time. We had 30 cultists, and she was like, oh my god, this is the hardest I've ever had to heal anyone ever. And at this point, I think it was just me and Gray with D. And she healed us right up to the point where, you know, she died and then we died. And then she went to her raid healing deck. And then we never thought twice about anything after that. I think we even went on and retook on another 30 cultists just to see if it worked. And by golly, it did.
So big shout out to them.
Yeah, big shout out to D and Gray. I'm looking forward to playing with you guys again. Now,
Are you logging out of the game?
No, I was talking too long. That's all that was. I was talking too long. But yeah, I got a lot of... The guy with the horse head. I did get a lot of points too. I jumped up a couple levels, finished off my faction, and I did a lot of PvP, which we'll probably end up talking about later on. But it's time for our Fashion Weekly.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
Hi. Fabulous Fee here with my Fashion of the Week. Tonight I have a very special guest, Diva Delicious. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
So she's a fashionista and she knows a lot about fashion, so I invited her to comment on a couple of the most fabulous of clothing in the secret world. Today we're going to talk about the girl outfit called the Heat. Ooh, and it turns up the heat every time I look at it. What do you think of it, Diva Delicious?
I don't think I think of it the way that you do.
Oh, why not?
Well, I don't like the fact that it's super short. I mean, I like the colors.
Super short? What are you talking about? Do you even know what that is? What is she trying to be?
a cop?
Oh, what gave that away? The
handcuffs.
Star? The star didn't give it away?
No, I thought that was just like a Jewish thing.
Oh, she's a Jewish police. Oh, that's so intuitive of you. Did you see this thing up here? I think this is a walkie-talkie.
Oh, I thought that was like a backpack strap.
No, do you see a backpack on her? Look at this. Straight back, skirt, legs, boots, no backpack.
Okay.
All right, all right. So out of five fabulous fingers, how many would you hold up for this outfit?
I'm going to give it 3.5 fabulous fingers.
3.5? I'll give it 4. Gosh. All right, let's moving on. Now, this one's very interesting. This one's called Meat is Murder, and it's weird. Look at this girl on here. I mean, she's like naked in her booties and some undergotchy stuff. What do you think of it? Speechless. That's very good there, Diva
I
Delicious.
I hate the fact that you can see her underwear and a lot of skin.
Did you know that when you have this outfit in game, you could actually just put on her underwear?
What?
There are 4 pieces to this outfit in game, and one of those is underwear.
Would she be
actually, it's called undies.
Would she be like topless then?
No, no, no. There's no full nudity in this game. You have little stars on your, well, thingies. Moving on. What do you think of this outfit in general?
I think it's kind of trashy.
Kind of trashy. What makes it so trashy? The underwear?
That and the fact that...
I mean, come on. Look at those boots. Aren't they fabulous?
I do sort of like the boots.
I mean, she just looks like she's going to stomp around in the mud. Maybe she's a mud wrestler.
Hence why she's wearing the trashy outfit.
What do you think of this mask thing?
I don't like the mask. It scares me because I don't really like pigs.
Oh, my goodness. All right, fine. All right. I know we've been talking about the female versions, but let's skip over to the men. And this is supposed to be the male police outfit, but really it's an Air Force type outfit. Mm. What do you think of this? It's called Danger Zone. You like it?
I like it. Is it okay if I say something about the man's hair?
Well, the man's hair kind of changes, but you can go ahead with the one that's in this picture.
Well, I mean, I'd prefer him to wear his hair down because I can see it's in a ponytail in the back for this particular thing.
Oh, okay, fine. But and overall, how do you like this in comparison to the girls' police outfit?
I think it's much more sophisticated and cop-like.
Sophisticated and top-like. Wow. Speaking of cop, I think the police are coming. Hear the motorcycles? Okay, so moving on from Danger Zone, we have Meat is Murder for the guys. But if you notice something, this guy has a lot of clothes on.
I have noticed. You cannot really see any skin on him.
I mean, he's wearing pants. And he's wearing boots, and he's wearing a shirt, and he's wearing this vest and the piggy mask. I mean, what do you think of this one?
Well, this is the thing, is that when it comes to the women, it's mostly male people who play this game. So that's why the women's outfits are so unconservative, and the male are very conservative. But it's okay. I don't really like it. Like, I don't like this one either.
Well, what would you give this out of 5 fabulous fingers?
Out of 5 fabulous fingers, I will give this 2.5.
Oh, I'm losing fingers. All right, before I lose all my fingers, I'm going to have to say goodbye from now from Fabulous Faves Fashion Weekly. Thank you, my guest.
Oh, it was nice being here.
Oh.
Who was that?
That would be Fee's fashionable daughter.
Awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Nice.
My face hurts. So you lost a lot. Fee lost a lot of fingers in the recording of that production. So I hope she gets well better. Very
I'm
soon.
Sure she'll be better by next week.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope she can grow some new fingers.
Next week is gonna be toes.
Maybe.
How many toes do you give it this week? Fabulous toes.
So how many Xander hurt faces do you give it?
yeah. Anyway, so, So the heat, someone dropped the heat down on us this week, you know, which is really, I guess I can use the word skanky cop, I guess. It looks actually really cool. I do kind of like it. It kind of reminds me when I look at it from, it reminds me of Resident Evil. I know in Resident Evil 2, Jill Valentine, one of the main characters, goes around in the tube top and go-go skirt kind of thing. So it kind of has like that kind of a throwback to it, maybe. I know it's a stretch, but she was a cop in showing lots of cleavage and skirt, and so same thing. This one here's a cop. I don't know. I wouldn't buy it, to be honest. Not even for my female tunes. Apparently, a lot of guys, majority of the guys, play this game. So, as you know, according to Fee's daughter, but yeah, I'm not gonna get this one. What do you guys think on it?
Well, I don't. I have female tunes, but I don't generally play with them a whole lot. I prefer to play with the men.
I actually tried to buy it twice and somehow ended up not getting it at all. So I decided, okay, that's a sign. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah. What I was going to say, didn't you try to buy something twice a few weeks ago?
Yeah, that was a different issue. But no, I mean, this I actually clicked on buy and it took away my points, or rather it seemed to. But then I just didn't get it and the points were right there. And the second time around, no points were taken out at all. So I don't know what happened.
I had that same thing happen to me when I went and got Danger Zone, which we'll talk about in a sec, you know. But yeah, I had the same thing. I bought it. It didn't show up in my dressing room, and I thought, well, maybe I screwed up. And then I went and rebought it. According to my chat log, I bought it twice, but it only purchased me for one. And then the second time, I actually got it in my dressing room. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I still don't. No, I still don't have it. So like I said, I just decided I previewed it on my character, on Antita, and I guess it was kind of cool, but like I said, I took it as a sign, not meant for me, so decided in the end I'm not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rowan, you do lots of RP, and you sport your fabulous female tune. Would you get this over for her?
No. Are we talking about the heat outfit? No, the heat. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'll admit it's sexy, but given the amount of I guess RP consciousness that I have, I tend to shy away from stuff like that. It's just not practical. I mean, you're running around killing, honestly, I mean, you're running around killing zombies. I mean, you kind of see what I have on right now. You know, jeans, t-shirt, maybe a jacket, cowboy hat. You know, I mean, but no, I'm not going to generally run around in high heels and a bikini.
That's true.
But, did you guys check out my new Puritan outfit?
I did see that. That's awesome.
She looks smashing in it.
I love it. I don't know why they call it Puritan, though.
Because she's pure. There's many different meanings to it, I guess.
No, but I love it. I love it. And I love the deck that comes with it.
Yeah, but that's part of the freedom of the game. You know, like all the different things you can actually wear in the game. So if you want to be a trashy kind of cop, you know, maybe, you know, pretend in that kind of likeness. Maybe, yeah, there you go. You know, there's the suit for you. But, you know, I went and bought Danger Zone. Which, really, if you take Stargate SG-1 and you take, you know, obviously, I almost said Hot Shots, I know, Top Gun, that's the uniform right there. Like, if you look at me, I'm sporting it right now. The only difference is I have the cutoff tactical vest over top of it. So you can see I'm sporting Anarchy boots because the shoes that came with it I didn't like. But the pants and the shirt itself, and I like the little arm. I like the little Illuminati. I didn't even notice that before. I wonder if that's faction specific. if I had bought that on the Templar side or something, that would be a different, it would be a different,
yeah, probably.
You know, I think it is because I was looking at it a second ago on Dortmunder and it was a different patch.
Oh yeah, right on.
I think so. I think it was red because, you know, and yours is blue, of course.
No, mine's white.
Well, no. It's a blue circle and then the Illuminati symbol.
On the chest.
Oh, on the chest. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the shoulder.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, mine's a black circle. Black circle for white. Yeah, I'm just zooming in on my shoulder right there. But yeah. Definitely throwbacks. That's a throwback to Stargate SG-1 for all you Gators out there. So definitely, you know, I think, and I love the way they work the collar. The collar looks really cool. Maybe this could be some new tech that they put in. Maybe because I always looked at, if you looked at the, what was the suit, the one with the fancy clothing, like the top hat and everything, Industrial Revolution. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The shirt itself kind of still looked like it had the collar of a t-shirt. It just, you know, just opened up a little bit. But this one actually has a full collar, and that was one of the things that I really loved about it. That, and it's one of the few, or it's the only combat uniform you can buy in-game that actually matches head to toe. I bought, what was it, the Delta Force, thinking it's going to be really awesome because I love the combat vest. And I love the combat tank top that comes that's underneath, but the pants didn't actually match the top, which I'm one of those, you know, people that, you know, you have to match. So I went to Pangea and I bought another pair of brown pants, cargo pants. They didn't quite fit the t-shirt, but it was close enough for me. But this one matches head to toe, and I'm sporting this one right now, and I sport it inside Egypt when I'm playing. So I am very happy about it. And you said you bought it yourself?
Rude. Bought what, that? No. I was just previewing it on character. I think it's a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. To me, when I was looking at it, it didn't fit what my image of my character is. Yeah, I'm real particular, and I've been agonizing actually over that Industrial Revolution jacket, or not the jacket, but the outfit. Mm-hmm. I'm split between getting that because I like it for my male character, but I'm not particularly fond of the female character that matches it. Since I have mixed gender, I'm more worried about getting my money's worth, so to speak. And so I really like, in contrast, I think it's some kind of steampunk. Mm-hmm. Let me look again. It's the steampunk outfit. I really like the female version of it, but I don't like the male version. And so I'm sitting here on, you know, any number of Funcom points, but I'm reluctant to actually spend them.
Yeah. No, I totally get that because I bought the for one of the bonus points when we first started the game. They gave you a whole bunch of promotional points in the beginning, and it was the day before they're going to expire. Now I already bought everything for my main tune, so they were going to expire the next day. So I figured, well, I have two other alts. I made two other female tunes, you know, one on Dragon and one on Templar because I wanted to see their openings. And then when I bought them. I specifically bought the Industrial Revolution one because in the picture itself, the actual picture, that character, the clothing of the female in there is exactly the same outfit that Mila Jovovich wore in Resident Evil.
Okay, yeah. Which, the Steam one?
Industrial Revolution.
Or the Industrial Revolution. Oh, that explains why that's like that. Okay.
Yeah, it looks exactly like her, like Alice's costume in Resident Evil 3. And that's like one of my favorite costumes for a female lead. It's a little revealing, but not overly. yet still combat effective, yet it's kind of cool, right? So, you know, it's very appealing to me. And I'm like, yes, I want to buy it, right? I went and bought it, and then I didn't preview it first, which was stupid. I bought it, and it looks nothing like the picture at all. But the sad thing is I could actually buy most of the parts in Pangaea, and I actually bought better parts in Pangaea to make that character. So, yeah, that was kind of win-win. Win-lose for me. I was going to lose it anyway.
I'm previewing the Flyboy. What is it? What's it called again? Danger Zone. And on my Templar, and sure enough, it's got the Illuminati patch on the left. So that's another RP no-no.
Well, maybe if you actually bought it, maybe. I don't know.
That's possible, but I doubt it.
But you
it
said
may not that be a big deal to some people.
Yeah, but I thought you said a little while ago you previewed it and it had a Templar one.
Well, I could have sworn it did, but now I think I may have been... I honestly don't know. I lied.
Okay.
I thought I'd remembered it, but now I'm looking at it, and I think it was the one that's on the left breast. It's kind of red and blue, and it looks kind of like a cross, but now I'm looking at it closely. It's none of the insignia actually look like anything to me, except for the one on the left shoulder, which is the Illuminati with the wings.
Yeah.
And I still swear that's a navy blue, not a black.
it's black.
Just another shout out. Joining us here, right behind you guys, is behind you, Xander and Rowan. Mm-hmm. I see David Castle King Ryan. I'm not sure, but it could be the Castle King that chatted to us on Twitter.
Yeah,
that was complaining about the game going into maintenance and what the heck is he gonna do for the next 2 hours. So Beyond the Veil suggested, why don't you check us out? So he did, and he's waving. I hope he's listening.
Yeah, that is Castle. Hey, there you go, Castle. I'm glad we could fill up a little bit of time for you. And my screen just froze. Yay, super points. But, okay, so yeah, we're not quite sure. It might be faction specific, you know, it might not be for the Danger Zone. But the thing is, when I bought it, I was like so on top of these guys because they kept saying it was a police uniform. I'm like, oh, come on, people, Danger Zone. I even put the theme song, Danger Zone, from, I don't remember the artist's name, from Top Gun.
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, that's it, yeah.
He's a fella Canuck, too, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
How can you not know that?
And he also did Footloose, too.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I played that, and I'm like, come on, you guys don't know this Danger Zone? It's a flight suit for the Air Force and Top Gun, and like, it even, anyway, it was so many throwbacks to it, right? But I'm glad I got it. I'm very happy. And not only am I happy I'm wearing it in-game, I kind of feel like I'm from Stargate SG-1 now. And for those of you who are Gators, definitely Stargate SG-1, definitely, you know, is awesome. I think that was the best show in the Stargate series. I did like, what was it?
Atlantis.
Uh-huh. And the other one, Galaxy?
Universe. Yeah, not so much.
Second season kicked up better.
Yeah, I know, but the first was never ending. I guess it's kind of like Star Trek DS9, first couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I liked Stargate. Didn't see it as much of it as I wanted to because of just scheduling and stuff like that. But I really love the movie.
Yeah, the movies are awesome.
I'm a big, big, big Stargate fan.
I want to correct myself. I was wrong about Kenny Loggins, too. I'm just wrong all night. He was
night
born in...
Love. You're
was
just so
born
wrong
in Everett, Washington,
in so many
not
ways.
In Canada. I was thinking of Bryan Adams or something.
The badass Bryan Adams, yeah.
Yeah.
Seen him in concert. That was awesome. But Mortea tweeted during the week on Twitter, a nice cocktail dress and a tuxedo for women, presumably also for guys, will be released with issue 7. Mm-hmm. So for all you clothes and freaks out there, like I love clothes. It actually, in Beyond Gone Wild, actually, there was actually a part in there where I said, I have never changed clothes so much in an MMO before. Now, in Star Trek Online, I think I said I had the same uniform all the way from ensign straight through to admiral. The only alterations I made was I changed the pips, my rank, and I think the comm badge. And then when the new Jupiter uniforms came out, I switched over to one of those. By that time, I was admiral. And in Star Wars, I upgraded my look as I progressed in my rank as a trooper. But other than that, in this game, I can't go to Transylvania without switching into my Slayer look. I can't go to Egypt without looking like I'm supposed to be there, a desert trooper or something. I love changing the uniforms.
Yeah, it's part of all the fun that is the secret world.
Definitely. Now, there's some other interesting items came out. Condenser of Quintessence. Whew. Yes. I said it.
No, you did.
For the most confusing. Part. For the most part, yeah. Stacks of 10. Okay, they cost five veterans points. This curious device condenses powerful weapons or talismans down to their mystical essence, forming a bar of black bullion. Can convert any quality 10 purple weapon or talisman to a black bullion. Now, for those of you who do not know what a black bullion is, Faye, go ahead.
That would be that special stuff that you buy stuff for the Night Watch with. But Galactrix can tell it better than I can.
That's right. Galactrix, go ahead.
Yep, black bullion are the tokens you earn from doing nightmare dungeons. So basically, every time you beat a boss, you get some black bullion. And, at your faction headquarters, there'll be, you know, Nightwatch vendors that sell gear. I think you can get something like a talisman for 30 black bullion. And you can get at least 10 black bullion for each nightmare dungeon. Yeah, so it's quite a good way of getting yourself some purple gear.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is this worth it? You get stacks of 10?
I'm not sure about the stacks of 10 being... I mean, it's... How many veteran points do you get each month? Because I'd be blowing this all the time.
10.
Getting the, you know...
You get 10, don't you?
I get, like... That would mean I could get, like, you know, 20 stacks of these consumables. I'd just go straight through them in a week.
So would you... Because we were talking about this before yesterday, and you said that, yeah, you do a lot of these dungeons or raids. You get lots of... quality 10 purple gear that you end up just throwing away because you already have it, or it's just, you know, it's bound to you, so you have to sell it, or you can't sell it, you have to sell it to a vendor or something. So this would be kind of cool for you to get extra bullion to get other things, but because of the stacks, if they made this axe, you know, just a, like a normal, you know, like the Reconstructor, you know, give it a cooldown, let's say like a, you know, an hour cooldown like the Reconstructor has, would that be worth it then?
Yeah, I think that would be more worth it. Because otherwise I'd have no veteran points left over for anything else. And I couldn't buy any more, you know, like Reconstructors and cool, like, you know, ferocious wolves and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I agree with you. I don't like the fact that it's consumable, but maybe, you know, throw that up to next time we have Joel on the show. The next thing is that came out is the Signet Extractor. Cost 360 points, released on Wednesday, but almost immediately was withdrawn due to a bug. They're going to be putting it back up here very soon with the update, so you can rebuy it. For those of you that rebought, that did buy it, and it's not there, you know, don't worry, you'll get your money back. And if not, if it's still there, the bug will be fixed. I'm not actually quite sure what the bug is, but what this does...
It was removing any custom weapon skins when the extractor was used on a weapon.
Ow. That would be nasty.
That would suck.
Yeah, that would totally suck. My Arachi weapon all of a sudden disappears. But what this does is actually takes the signet out of your weapon. So, without destroying the signet or the weapon, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what I read. Okay, phew, because it's no longer there, so I can't reread it, so... But yeah, so...
Yeah, but whoever bought it, like, I bought it immediately when I saw it, and it's still in my inventory. I will be very careful how to use it until the bug is fixed.
So, this was actually quite of a shock to me, actually, now that it was out for 360 points. Now, the price itself is actually very reasonable. I'm down with the price. I'm down with it. I assume it has a cooldown, or maybe not, so it's reusable. But it's kind of weird that it's not a veteran. I thought this something like this would come out as something like a veteran, or having a veteran equivalent that you could buy it with veteran points.
Yeah, but the thing is, as well, the condenser of quintessence, buying it for veteran points, I'm completely on board with what you guys had said. Maybe it should have been available to buy for Funcom points. It would have been a much better choice.
The one that we talked about before?
Yep.
Buy it with Funcom points as a non-consumable with a cooldown. So that way
with a cooldown, yeah. Uh-huh. But I guess, I don't know. Anything that has a cooldown, I do think they might put a higher price on that. Especially something like that. You know, it's a valuable item to have. So maybe that's why they put the cost as 5 veteran points. But when it comes to Signet Extractor, I don't know that it's going to have a cooldown. I haven't used it myself. I don't know if you guys have, but simply because it is, you have to buy it for Funcom points, and the price is, quite low, actually, for something like this. I suspect that it might be a one-off, so you can basically use it once, and then you have to spend 360 points again in order to get it another
Ooh,
one.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think this is a one-time purchase.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because that's...
Hope so.
That's like $5 every time you want to take a signet out of your gun. And I don't think people would be buying it quite the other one for veteran points. You know, you get those for free anyway, so that's more of a throwaway if you want throwaway stuff. But when you start dropping down $5 to buy a toolkit, I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't have it yet because it's not back up in the inventory yet. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think this is a keeper? You buy it and it stays, and then you use it as you can. Or do you think it's a consumable?
No, I think it's to stay.
Yeah, I think it's a permanent kit.
Because I don't remember any other consumables other than boosts that's on. Yeah, and they actually tell you that it's a consumable and how long it lasts, its duration.
Yeah, I'm just still holding out for the glyph extractor because I could use that a lot more than I could use this.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's going to be coming? A glyph?
I can probably see it. Probably will come down the line sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully so. Definitely would like to have both. Okay, so Lemon Normal Guy posted up onto the forums a secret survey. I made up a little survey to get the sense of the community and their opinions on a few things, right? So, if you go to the forums and you take a look, we're going to put the link in the notes here and up on Holosuite Access Live.
I'll do that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of questions there, and so far at recording, they've had 347 responses. Now, Mortea herself actually took the survey and says that she's going to pass it along to the uppers in the company. So, maybe they'll take some, you know, notes from this little quiz here. So, first question is, okay, how long have you been playing TSW? Now, you have different options. You have, 3 months, 4 to 7 months, and Yes, 7+ months. So, Antita, how long have you been playing?
Just a little bit over 3 months.
Woohoo! You are part of the 10% minority. So, Faye, how long have you been playing?
7+.
7+? What about Galatrix?
How long has the game been out? I've been playing. Yeah. That would be 7 months. Plus, yeah.
Yeah, and Rowan, you?
7+.
Yeah, so the rest of us, we've been here since launch, so we are in the majority, which is 73% out of the people polled so far, and that is 347 people.
I show 391.
Okay, then it's updated since I put this up, okay? So we're at 391 now. Awesome sauce.
Oh, sorry, it's at 400 now. I just refreshed.
I'm taking it right now.
Okay, the next question is, what is the one thing that attracted your attention to TSW the most? The modern-day setting, the unique leveling system, implementation of secret societies, variation in missions, you know, investigation, information missions, it was on sale somewhere or other, okay? So, and Tita, go ahead.
Well, it was the modern-day setting, that's for sure.
Okay. Faye?
Same with me.
Galatrix.
What was the question again? Sorry, I was responding to someone in the chat room.
Okay, what is the one thing that attracted your attention to TSW the most? The modern day setting, the unique leveling system, implementation of the secret societies, variation in missions, it was on sale somewhere or other?
It's really hard to pick because it was some of all of those things, but I'd say maybe the modern day setting, because that's okay. this game is the only one that has that kind of modern day setting at the moment that I'm playing, because otherwise you're in space or you're in fantasy times or you're in some kind of weird place, but yeah, this is the modern world.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus of a lot of people that I spoke to about like, why did you start playing? Everyone said, well, it's so now. It's just incredible.
Yeah, so now you got Gangnam Style.
Yeah, including on the Last Train to Cairo. Even the cultists are doing the Gangnam Style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of other questions that... I don't know if we have the time to actually go through all of them. You want to go through all of them?
Of course. Okay. And Rowan, what was your answer?
Oh, you know what? I actually put the unique leveling system, to be honest with you. What I like about it, I mean, I love the modern societies. I thought one of the coolest things in the world was the actual speed limit signs and stuff in Kingsmith are what U.S. speed limit signs look like. I know that seems little, but I mean, you know, it's that kind of attention to detail, or the fact that you can actually go to Google Street View and find the neighborhood in Brooklyn that New York is based on, for example. But but really it was the leveling system and the fact that they've, while not being the first to ever do this, your stats are not tied to your the way you look, and I love that. I hated WoW and the fact that, you know, I looked like one of my characters looked like Aquaman for the longest time because she had green scale armor and an orange scale top or green scale pants and an orange scale top, and I was like, she looks like a clown. But there was no those. That was the best I could get. Now I can look like a cowgirl or a cowboy, or you know, have a crazy pig mask if I want, and it doesn't matter because my stats aren't tied to it.
Exactly, and 15% of the people polled agree with you, while as 43% of the people polled agree with us. It's the modern day setting. Well, not agree. Well, yeah, they agree with us. Yeah, and they agree with you. But it's depending on what your interest is. So, boom. The next question is, how would you rate the quality of TSW overall? Now, poor quality, okay quality, average quality, great quality, or excellent? Antita.
I put down great quality because I do feel that there is still some room for improvement in the game. That was the second highest that you could give.
Okay, and Faye?
Yes, I also said great quality, mainly because I'm one of those people who never gives anybody an A. I feel sorry for any kids I ever will teach. Because there's always room for improvement.
Uh-huh.
That is always true.
And Glatrix?
Yeah, I'm the same. I say great quality. I would maybe think about giving it an excellent, but it can always be better. You know, sometimes you encounter the strange bugs whenever they release something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about you, Roland?
I agree. It's a great quality game. There are very few things that I would change, but there are things that could be better.
And the cool thing is 75% of the community agrees with us, because I too agree that is great quality. It deserves to be excellent, but it's just not there yet. So, what society does your main character reside? What society does your main character reside in? The Dragon, Templar, or Illuminati? So I guess this is kind of, you know, a no-brainer. Everyone shout out your faction.
Templar.
All Templar.
You're all encompassing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did end up putting my Templar as my main, but because he's the farthest along. But you know, I really like all three, and so that's what my icon is like.
Of course, I am Illuminati. Because I'm naughty. Then Nick actually asks, please list one of the things you would like to add to the game to improve it to your liking. And yeah, there's a whole, you can actually,
there's
just,
like a thousand of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we covered all of them so far.
Uh-huh. And then I put in mounts. What did you guys put in?
Cabal management.
Cross-faction cabals.
Okay. More story.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely more story.
Mm-hmm. Content, yeah. There was actually... it was posted on the thread. It was from one from the developers saying that they have to brush up on... So they, I guess, better... How did they put it? They better brush up their skills in one of the, I guess, coding languages, because everybody wants some kind of cabal management. So maybe that's an indication of things to come. And that's actually part about TSW that I absolutely love, that the management of the game is so in tuned to what people are asking for. And a lot of the times they do go out of their way, even considering the reshuffling they've had and the problems they've encountered during the downsizing, they are still listening to the community and giving back to it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, hear, hear that. The next question is, choose your favorite ranged melee magic instrument of death. Now they list pistols, shotgun, assault rifle, blood magic, chaos, elemental, swords, fists, and hammer time. So, Antita, yours.
Well, obviously for me, the first one is blade. After that,
it just asks for
actually
one.
since yesterday. No, it says you can choose as many as you want.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, so I put down blade, elemental, and my new favorite, shotgun.
Sweet. Well, how about you guys? Faye?
I would have to go with favorite, probably fist, because I use it a lot. You know, I generally use fist and chaos or fist and blood most often, so I'll keep it simple and just go with the fist.
Mm-hmm. Galatrix?
I'm the same as Faye. I use the fist weapons the most, either healing with them or, you know, attacking people with them. But I picked all of the weapons because I like them all. Whenever I try a new deck, I will go back to an old one. Like the, I put on the Puritan deck the other day and I was like, oh yeah, I can really like the shotgun stuff.
Awesome. How about you, Rowan?
I chose blades because two of my characters use them regularly, and also on the character that I'm currently on, pistols and shotguns.
Sweet. Now, I put down assault rifle because that was my main, so I kept it with assault rifle. And, well, we almost got first place in that. Right now, the highest consensus is swords with 17%. And then after that is assault rifle with 16. Pistols, shotgun, and elemental magic and blood magic all share 11%. While fists share 6 and hammers share 7. So that's actually quite...
Wow, that's surprising. To me, at least, that blade so far is in the first spot.
Yeah. Well, that's what a was lot the, of...
No, I just wanted to ask, what was the answer? Like, what's the percentage of the dragon? The question, what society does your main character reside in? Do you have the stats for answers?
Dragon,
are the majority dragons?
No, dragons are in last place at 27%. Templars are in first place at 38%, while Illuminatis are in second at
35%. I don't know. I usually encounter dragons using blades the most, so I kind of figured, well, maybe they're the, you know, the faction that had the most players answer this survey. But obviously not.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, it's not quite to the level of a full sample or a properly curved sample. It's, I'm surprised at how close they really are. It's almost evenly divided in thirds.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, the next one is, please choose one of the below choices that you would like to see implemented in TSW. Now, the questions are, the daily challenges, random events, player housing, the Golden Weekend style promotions returning. I'm not even sure what that is. Bestiarity? I'm not sure what
Bestiary.
That was.
Bestiary.
What's that?
Meaning it will show you pictures of monsters and tell you what they do and what they're, you know, just start about them. You know this sort of thing.
Okay, my mind went somewhere else when I seen that. I'm like, ew. cross-faction cabals. Joel wearing a horse head mask while doing the Nasir dance. Or mounts. So, Antita.
Well, cross-faction cabals, Golden Week in-style promotions, because I think they're just awesome. Huh?
Only choose one.
No, it says choose at least one.
I know, but we can sit there and do every... put it for all of
them.
Well,
I want everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I want it all.
I want the Joel doing the dance.
But we want to know what your number
we
one is.
We all want exactly. to do the dance. That's one thing that they posted that they would like people to help them choose July's free subscriber item of the month. And I so want the Nasir dance available in the game. I think that'd be awesome. People going around doing the Nasir dance.
Uh-huh. Boom Boom Man.
Shaking their booty.
So what was your most wanted?
I don't have the most. I like I said, I want it all.
Okay. Faye, what is your most wanted?
Well, this would be your least wanted, but I enjoy my dailies.
Dailies. Actually, I'll be honest, you know, I hate grinding and I hate dailies in other MMOs, but I actually rather like these ones. Maybe it's the friendships that I run with them with. Maybe that's why I like them so much. Galatrix.
Yeah, I think the most one I want to see is the Cross-faction Cabal, actually.
Nice. Good one. And Rowan.
Okay, I got caught up in my own lack of attention to detail, because I put cross-faction Cabals when I was typing in the free text, but when I was looking down the list, I didn't see it, and so I put player housing. Because none of them really are that. It's like, yeah, that's really cool. Any one of them would be nice. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that, because the EOS is the daily challenges, it says, i.e., kill X number of zombies using fists only. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Once I said it, at first I was thinking fists like what we do, you know, when we beat up the guards in that one escape from the dungeon.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking of fists like, you know, fist weapons.
Yeah. No, I think mine is mounts. So ranking in at the most wanted so far is random events, which is at 23%. The next one is player housing. Well, that's not actually quite a surprise, because people have been wanting it for a while. Then it looks like in third place, daily challenges. Then, yeah, the bestiary, which is at 10%. And sharing 9% is the Golden Weekend promotions and cross-faction cabals. Mounts hit 8%. And Joel wearing a horse head mask while doing Nasir dance is at 6. Now the last question that's on it is, do you support Funcom financially outside of the original purchase price of the game? Now there's no, then there's yes, but only in the DLCs. Yes, I am a dedicated subscriber, GM, who regularly purchase in-game items, and sort of, I buy outfits and other things on occasion. Which one would you be, Andita?
I would be a C.
Yes, you are 66%. You are part of the 66th percentile. Faye?
I cannot answer this question on the grounds it might incriminate me with my wife if she ever actually listens to this podcast.
So awesome. C it is. Glatrix?
I think I did the last one. Sort of. I buy things on occasion because I don't regularly buy, you know, outfits and things. I only when something cool comes out, and the DLC I just use. I'm the Grandmaster, so I just use the free bonus points on those.
Yeah, okay. And Rowan?
I put sort of. I'm not a current subscriber, but I do throw money at them actually fairly regularly. just not monthly.
Yeah. So 66% say, yes, I'm a dedicated subscriber, GM, who regularly purchases in-game items, which I am part of too. Then the next one is at 16%, sort of, I buy outfits and other things on occasion, followed by 12%, which is yes, but DLCs only, and only 6% said no. So only 6% are the pay-to-pay players. They bought their subscription and they bought their game, and that was it. So actually, that's quite, at the time of I having here, 66% yes, that we do support it. That's 226 people that regularly dish in money at the time of this, while I'm looking at this right now. So that is actually quite, wow, that's nice.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty high number too, just saying a lot of them were, you know, they already pay their monthly, or they paid their monthly being Grandmasters, and they're still buying stuff. You know, that's a pretty high number. That's good for getting money to pay for stuff to get us more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. It's not a random sampling of players. You know, and I guess... that's something to be cautious about. I don't necessarily think that 60% of the player base is actually currently subscribing. But maybe 60% of the people, 66% of the people who pay attention to the forums regularly are
This
subscribers.
This is the thing. This is a survey that someone made on the forums. The Lemon Normal guy, he made this on the forums and put it up, so whoever just happened to be posting on the forums or going through the forums that day went to this and then might have went and actually did the survey. Or else, you know, I think currently the last time I think we had like 40,000 subscribers to the game, or 40,000 players.
400,000.
Yeah, 400,000. Sorry, I dropped a zero. Yeah,
that's a big zero.
That's a yeah.
I lost my decimal point. But yeah, we have 400,000 plus players. So, and we only have, yeah, out of the sampling at the time is 400 people took the survey. So yeah, it's very limited. Now, if we actually got all 400,000 plus players to actually go and take the survey, there might be a drastic shift, you know, in or around where this would go. But no, definitely, I would love to see actual, maybe not in-game, but actual on their website polls. You know, hey, we have like this, this, and this that we want to do. Why don't you help us choose which one it'll be? You know, no forum, no nothing, because, you know, like you put a forum up and then you're going to have the pros, the cons, the trolls, stuff like that. Just put a simple poll. Hey, we have the time and resources to put Cabal, cross-faction Cabal, player housing, or mounts. Mounts, I want mounts. In-game. Well, we can only do one for this issue. Which one would you want us to do? And the people that go to the website, boom, click on their poll, submit their answer at the end of the month or whatever, boom, that's what they put in. You know, I would like to see something like that come up. Would you guys?
Did they link this poll to their main website? If not, they should.
No, they didn't.
Are you talking about the free item of the month?
No, we're talking about surveys and polls.
Oh, sorry. Kind of lost me there.
Yeah, I got a little lost too. The only way they would get a decent sampling is if they posted it in game, like, you know, a little pop up that said, "Hey, we'd like to take this survey." Otherwise, you're only going to get a self-selecting sample of people that happen to be on the forums or paying attention to Twitter or whatever.
They should do it as the homepage on the in-game browser, shouldn't they?
Yeah, not just in game browser or on the launcher.
Or the launcher, yeah.
Yeah. Even though I don't know how many people actually read to, you know, those updates and notes.
I read the launcher every day, even though I know what it says.
Yeah.
But you know what would be interesting to me if they did improve on that? Well, they would actually have to completely create that, I guess. I would love to see something like Stowe has, Foundry. I would love to see something like that, some kind of mechanic for players to actually use in-game in order to create their own missions. I think it would create additional user-generated content, and I think it would be an awesome way to kind of just create more and more content for the game, and for people to tell their own stories as well.
I don't know. What do you think, Galatrix?
I don't know, because in Star Trek Online, you it's a cool kind of thing, but you also get the CD kind of element where they use it as an exploit. Someone makes a kill 5 zombies mission and get a million packs kind of thing. If they could do that, they would. The other kind of things you get in the game that's player generated are like the Yankees play that was in the Albion Theatre. That kind of thing we can do in the game already, but I haven't seen anyone else put a play up in the theatre. You know, I'd like to see more of that kind of thing. And people are running around making their own ARGs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we should actually start using the theater for the show, maybe. Try it out maybe next
week. I was thinking that I've never been in the theater other than to look in the lobby and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never been up on stage or anything like that.
So you guys wouldn't tell, like, Galactrix, you say that you enjoy the stories. You wouldn't attempt to actually create one of your own?
I don't know. It's, thing about the story in the Secret Worlds, it's kind of personal. It's like you're experiencing this kind of epic story, and I can't think of a way I'd like people to like see. I don't know. I can't really explain it that well.
Well, like in Star Trek Online, Star Trek universe itself is just a bunch of episodes. The majority of them are one-offs, right? Mind you, yes, there is continuity, but it doesn't go from point A to point B to point C. Most episodes just take place singular. Like, 1 week the Enterprise will be in the Beta Quadrant, the next week it'll be in the Delta Quadrant kind of thing, right? Just, just throwing it out there. So I guess user-generated stories, yes, you can follow other captains, or other captains could tell their stories or missions, stuff like that, and it kind of fits in. But where there's this whole mysterious realm in the secret world, everything in the game somehow or other ties together. I think that if I want to play someone's mission, whether it be, you know, a story-driven one, an action-driven one, stuff like that, I don't think I would feel connected enough. You know, I think I probably wouldn't play it. I don't know. I might try out the first two or three or whatever that would come out eventually, but I think after that, like, I don't even really play when I was in Stowe. I think for maybe the first couple of months or whenever some were submitted to the shows that we would play those, but I never went to the Foundry, even for the dailies. I never went to the Foundry to play the missions, because whenever I went to play, it all depends on who your target audience is when you're making an episode. Some of them I walk into are really boring, completely boring, because they're completely story-driven episodes, and I want a little bit of action with my game time. So I kind of want a balanced episode. But if you sit there for 4 hours reading dialogue upon dialogue, I get bored.
Yeah, I'm just afraid, you know, with Neverwinter, they Cryptic used that same system to push this game, which you can, you know, design your own missions, you can design your own dungeons, you can design pretty much the entire game. But it's getting people to play the stuff you designed. That's where it comes in the big publicity game, and you got to really put yourself out there.
Yeah, there's downsides to that as well.
Yeah, and like Galactrix mentioned, the seedy side of Stowe's missions or Foundry missions. Apparently, they came out in Neverwinter and said that those sorts of sausage factory kind of, you know, grind fests that would just get you uber XP, they were being viewed as exploits, and anybody that had participated in them was going to be banned. I don't know whether that is actually going to be implemented, especially for people that just maybe ran the mission once or something like that. But they're definitely trying to crack down on it at the beginning of Neverwinter, where it kind of got out of control in Stowe.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, you know, of course, we're talking about Cryptic's technology, so to speak, of how they put the game together. Both Stowe and Neverwinter are very heavily instanced. So it's easy to create an instance for the Foundry mission. While I don't know if Funcom has the back end technology to do something similar, to be honest with you. But it would be fun if a quality Foundry type mission is, you know, really great, but a lot of them would be mediocre.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, that and if you were to do some kind of sort of Foundry mission here, we would not see you, you know, pretty much, because all the missions in the secret world, that's one of the things that I love about it. I'm running along doing my mission, all of a sudden here comes Galactrix, he's doing a different mission. It's like, hey, cool, how are you? You know, we chat for a minute. Hey, you're doing a mission? Hey, share it with me, and I'll go do it with you. You know, if you did something like that in Foundry, unless you went in with a party, like the solo instances here in this game, from the beginning of the game to the raids and stuff like that, you have to be in a group to be able to go into them, or that's right. It. You don't see anybody else. So you'd be running around doing a story totally by yourself, yeah. And you wouldn't run into anybody at all.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Now, the next thing on the docket is July's subscriber item of the month. Now, you have till this Saturday, May 11th, to post your idea of what you would like to be the subscriber item of the month. Now, there are three things that it cannot be. Okay, number one, it cannot be a full uniform or outfit. We need to give the developers time to design and create the item. It has to be limited to an accessory slot. Items like hats, bracelets, shoes, some jackets are allowed. Pants, weapon skins, or overly complex items cannot be suggested. Okay, the third one is t-shirts are welcome with suggested graphic. Our developers and designers reserve the right to create the graphic, but you cannot suggest pictures or how it should look like. Use links if needed. It won't be an exact replica. The item suggested, but we do. Oh, crap, I can't read today.
It won't be an exact replica that the image is suggested, but we'll do our best to create a proper interpretation.
While I was reading, this game took my attention away.
Yeah, and of course it can't be anything, you know, profane, insensitive, or hateful. So do not even attempt that.
Yeah. So what would you guys suggest?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Nasir's
dance. Yeah, we should have thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Nasir's dance. Yeah.
The Boom Boom Man.
I forgot. I nearly forgot.
For them to put it in the dance, though, I think they'd have to put it linked to, like, an item or something. And you have to click on it.
What the heck is going on my computer? I clicked on create new character. No wonder. Stupid. So, yeah, you have...
Sweet.
You have till Saturday to do this. Now, I say the dance. I think that is kind of probably a little bit complicated. But considering they already have all the animation done, he's obviously doing it, it might be easy for them to actually put it in so we can actually use it. Now, that would be uber cool.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, as well, from all the responses they received, from all the suggestions, they will pick the 10 that they choose, and then people will vote on those. So even if, for example, this first time around, from all the 10 items that they put up for voting, only one, of course, will win. But somewhere down the lines, another one of those suggestions might come to life as well.
Exactly.
So feel free to keep on suggesting.
Exactly. So let's go listen to a little bit of Big Dick.
Hello, friends. Have you ever been out slaying monsters with a friend, and you get your deck lined up to penetrate the armor of a foe, just to have your friend jump in front of you with his superior deck and pound that monster ever so quick and hard that you didn't even see it coming? Well, I'm here to tell you, I've been in that very same uncomfortable position, and it made me angry that my deck did not stand up to my friends. To avoid an embarrassing situation, listen to FaZe Big Deck. We'll all help you understand the deepest unknown features of your deck so that you will be able to lift your head up high the next time you are out with your friends. I hope you will listen to FaZe Big Deck on Beyond the Veil live every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, or check us out through holosuitemagazine.com. Welcome, everyone, to FaZe Big Deck. And this week, I promised you a full deck, so here it comes. Are you ready for my deck? It's called the Champion Deck. This deck, off first glance, you're not quite sure what it is until you start playing around with it. I find if I play around with my decks enough, I figure out what to do with them. And this one I definitely found out was more like a starter tank deck. Let's start out with the abilities, both the active and the passive. The first in the active is Blade Torrent. This is a Blade Frenzy that deals a moderate amount of damage to nearby targets and generates a large amount of hate. This is your weapon resource builder, so you're going to be using this one a lot. Wild at Heart. A single target fist attack weapon that deals a large amount of damage, grants Feral Regrowth, consumes all of your fist resources. So obviously you're going to want to hit that Blade Torrent 5 times, then hit your Wild at Heart. The next active is Balanced Blade. This is a blade attack that deals a large amount of damage to enemies around you, exploits an impaired state. This consumes all your blade resources. Nurture. A single target fist weapon heal and heal over time effect on your defensive target. This builds a single fist weapon resource. Now, if you've already been in a battle with Blade Torrent and you're taking a lot of damage, do not worry, because if you hit Nurture 5 times, it builds up both your Wild at Heart and your Balanced Blade at the same time, and vice versa with the Blade Torrent. The next active is Surging Blades. You dash forward and deal a large amount of damage to enemies in a column in front of you. And this is exactly what it says. It is a dash. When you have dash attacks, you have to be careful of your distance. Now, this is pretty easy to figure out, because if you're within range, then your little symbol for Surging Blades will light up. If you're away, it will stay dark. Martial Discipline. This makes you significantly harder to hit for a short time. This is what you're going to want to hit first when you go into combat, just because it makes your opponents glance and do not penetrate you. Stunning Swirl. This is already elite active. This is a blade attack that deals a moderate amount of damage and stuns nearby enemies. This also sets the impaired state. If you hit Martial Discipline, then you hit Stunning Swirl, your opponent or opponents are going to be set in an impaired state. If you remember correctly, that Balanced Blade exploits this impaired state. And also, if you use Stunning Swirl right off the bat and then hit your Balanced Blade, do not worry about not having resources. The resources will reset themselves eventually, and if it's your first attack, they're already at full strength. All right, let's move on to the passive. Perfect Storm. This will assist your Blade Torrent and deals a damage over time. This also sets an afflicted state. The next passive is Regeneration. For the duration of Martial Discipline, you get your own heal over time. So not only are you harder to hit, you're healing. This is perfect for a tank. Immortal Spirit. Whenever you penetrate, you will gain a short duration heal over time effect. What more can you ask for? You're constantly attacking and you're constantly healing yourself. Lick Your Wounds. Whenever you successfully hit a target, you get a small heal over time effect. Again, another heal over time. Rather you penetrate, rather you hit, you're getting healed. Nurturing Gift. This is a passive as well. It increases the duration of Nurture's heal over time. Remember how I mentioned that Nurture was a heal over time? Basically what that means is as soon as you pop it on yourself, it heals you for like 5 seconds. But if you equip the passive Nurturing Gift, that will go up to like 8 seconds. Sharp Blades. This increases all damage dealt by blade abilities. This is very important to have because the good majority of your attacks are coming from the blade. Fluid Defense. This is your elite passive. Whenever you are glanced, your mitigation is increased for a short time. And whenever you penetrate, your damage output is increased for a short time as well. Now, how can you tell this? Well, by looking at your very first ability. Once again, if it says it wants to build hate, that means you're a tank, because no healer or DPS in the world will want all the hate from a mob to be turned towards their direction. It would simply cost them too much DPS or too much heal time. And if you're a tank and that happens, then they can't heal you and they can't assist you either. I took this deck out and I played the Egypt missions. I took it in the Transylvania, and for a starter deck, it really worked. I even put on extra tanky equipment. By the way, that means extra gear that has plus health on it. And I went out there and I tackled some of the biggest bad boys and I took them down quite quickly with this build. I didn't lose their attention. They seemed to enjoy my company. So far, of all the decks I've played with in the starter, now there's only been 3, the champion, it's pretty cool. It made me think about becoming a tank, even though most of my roles are in healing or in DPS. So why don't you try out the champion for yourself? And until next time, this has been FaZe Big Deck.
Nice. So yeah, we're all sporting. We're all sporting the champion outfit right now. We all have that unlocked, and you had a really good time.
Yes, I just love the comments of the Kill Bill dance party when it's actually from Bruce Lee, the Game of Death. But you know, certain people, certain generation, I guess.
Yeah. The Kill Bill dance party. Actually, I really like that movie. It's one of those movies that you actually want to go and recut, so that way it goes in one long, like, well, not one. Well, it's all in succession.
To our character's left, there's a lady sporting the new outfit, the Heat.
You should totally go talk to her.
I don't see her.
Oh, there she is.
Where?
Oh, she just ran away.
She's gone. Why should I go talk to her?
Oh, no, never mind.
Galactric tried, no. And she ran away. Maybe it was the claws.
There she is. I'm after her. Da, 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 da. Hey, excuse me. Don't go to New York yet. I know you have she's gone. Anyway, we tried. Hey, look at me.
Seriously went after her.
Yeah, I know.
Hello. And I must admit, this is actually one of my least favorite of all the outfits, because there's something going on in the crotch areas that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, a little bit bulgy.
This is a really
tight suit. I don't like that color. I don't like yellow.
Mm-mm. It's like something Big Bird threw up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but speaking of decks... we have the monthly duel tournament going on this for May, and it is on the 19th. So if you go to the forums, you can actually find a link. We'll post that here for you. You can go find a link, and the cool new thing about this is that there's a betting system in it. Okay, so there has been already 7. This is going to be the 8th. Now, what you can do. You can go in, you can sign up. You can sign up to be a contestant or whatever to actually go, and you can win some really cool prizes. The prizes are first place, you'll get the first place prize, we'll get a blue signet bag reward bag.
Three blue signet reward bags.
Blue signet reward bags, 1,600 bonus points, and a choice between a astral fuse and I don't know what the other one is.
Criterion upgrade.
Now I don't even know what those are. What are those?
They're purple stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
Purple stuff, which we're just getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what they are.
Yeah, no? It might be something to wear or something to fuse your weapons with, or.
I'm thinking there might be something that drops when you do like the lair bosses, or you know, like the lair raid.
Yeah, I think that's what they are.
Yeah. Interesting. Second place will receive 2 signet reward bags, blue, and 1,200 points. Third place will get 1 bag and 600 bonus points. So that's cool. And all the information is there. All the rules, how to play, how to sign up. And how to bet. And pretty much if you bet on someone, you have 3 choices on your betting, and then you get a cut of the prize. Now, I'm not much of a betting person, so I won't be participating in this, in the betting or in the playing. I just don't have the time. But yeah, so all those contestants out there will be looking forward to see who wins, and maybe we'll get them on the show.
Okay, to answer your question about one of the items, the Astral Fuse allows you to upgrade your glyphs from 10.4 to 10.5.
Nice. So the other one must be some kind of a upgrade too. Well, obviously, because this says upgrade, right?
Yeah.
I think it allows Da-da. You to take like your talismans up to 10.5.
Well, there's already
answer in a second.
There's already 9 participants, I guess, that signed up. That's cool.
And it looks like there is 5 Illuminati. Yeah, 3 Templars and 1 Dragon.
I'll put my bet on the Dragon.
Yeah, true. Because in PvP, I delved into PvP quite a lot this week. Galatrix was very, very nice and, you know, answered a lot of my questions. I tried it on several occasions, but I just didn't really get into the whole thing. I just went into a mission to try it out. Or into a session to try it out, but I really hammered it hard during the week, and I got some pretty cool, you know, black marks, and had a lot of good times, and get my ass handed to me by freaking dragons. Wow, pretty much.
Yeah, they're pretty good at PvP.
Yeah, they're like Sto's equivalent to Klingons. You know, like wow, that's something to cling on to. So, let's find out what you missed last week.
Last time on...
Beyond the Veil. The Secret World.
Sweet! Now, the big thing, right on the chopping block, boom, right in your face. Game Director's Letter, April 2013. So, I am assuming you all read this right. Because you're fired if you didn't.
Yeah, it sounded very familiar to me.
Yes. So, he actually goes on.
We heard it all before.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We heard it all before. So, if you have any questions, comments that you'd like to send us, please send them to beyondtsw@gmail.com. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can check us out on iTunes and on holosuitemagazine.com. Yes, holosuitemagazine.com. You can go there to stream and download our current episodes and any other information that's up there up on the website. So, for the cast, I'm Xander. I'd like to bid you all adieu and see you next week. Later, everybody.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The following live broadcast may now be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
You are now listening to Beyond the Veil.